Matt Greenwood with the Home Pools and Spas postgame show. Thank you for sticking with us. Final score here tonight from Jefferson. Jefferson Blue Jays 8 and the St. Vincent Indians 4. Home Pools and Spas, make your backyard a paradise with an above-ground or in-ground pool from Home Pools and Spas in Ledington. Go online at homepoolsandspas.net. We're first joined by Robert Coonley, the head coach for Jefferson, and then right after him, we'll get Ricky Daugherty, the winning pitcher today for the Jefferson Blue Jays. Coach, it started off a little bit slow for you guys, down 1-0 in the bottom of the first, but a nice comeback there to make it 1-1, and then from there you guys kind of took off.
Yeah, you know, their pitcher was throwing well. He was pounding the strike zone, and we were hitting the ball well. I knew it was going to be a minute before we got to him, but, you know, we were hitting the ball hard, and we got them to make some mistakes, and, you know, we ended up scoring some runs.
The defense was what we talked about after the Crystal City victory on Tuesday, and you come back, and, yeah, a couple of errors over at third base, but, you know, they didn't hurt you guys this time. You actually were able to, you know, kind of put those behind you and move on and go and get this victory.
Well, you know, we talked about the whole idea of a teammate and what, you know, picking each other up and doing those things in a meeting the other day. And, you know, I think that really resonated. I mean, we went out and we sacrificed for each other. We made sure if someone made a mistake, we picked each other up. And, you know, that was a big part of today.
Cole Biot at the leadoff position. I got 4 singles for him. It's a lot of base hits for Cole Biot at the top of the order. Scored 2 runs for you guys. A real table setter.
Well, you know, can't say enough about Cole Biot. He's really stepped up. He took over that leadoff position about a week ago, and he is doing a fantastic job. I mean, it's just base hit after base hit with 6 or 7 pitch at bats almost every other time. And, you know, he's just really been great for us.
I mean, really up and down this lineup. I mean, you don't score 8 runs without getting, you know, contributions from everyone. Braden Harmon had a couple of RBIs. Levi Ebersold had an RBI in the fourth inning, that 3-run fourth inning that really kind of broke open this ball game for you guys. But one guy came away with really impressed was Levi Roth. A 2-run single in that 2-run third inning. He adds another one to give you run number 8 of the game, just really in the bottom of that order doing some good stuff.
You know, Braden's a kid who hit the ball really hard today. I was proud of him. Levi Ebersold hit absolute lasers to the outfield. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't want to get in front of one of those. And I tell you what, though, Levi Roth with the 2-out hits, that was huge. I mean, I think the you know, 2-out hit to the right side, 2-out hit to the left side, you know, that's how you win ball games. You get 2-out hits, you get our 2-out RBIs, and it was just it was a big day for that kid.
And now the guy we're about to talk to, Ricky Daugherty. I mean, his fastball looked electric. He could put it up in the zone, low in the zone. He was getting strike calls there. He was getting swing and misses as well. Ends up with 6 punch outs. And what I found kind of neat about his strikeouts was that he struck out the same 3 guys the same exact way. He got Caleb Whistler and Owen Light, struck him out twice each time swinging, and then got Carter Schemel each time looking. So it's kind of weird how that all worked out, but he had the strikeouts going for him today.
Well, Ricky's a guy who'd get up on the mound, he could just throw it by you. I mean, he's got the stuff to jump up to 83, 84, and at this level, that's pretty quick. And then, you know, he's got that nasty curveball that if it's on, I mean, he can just strike out, he can get you looking any day of the week. So we're happy that he stepped up today. I mean, he threw the most pitches he's ever thrown today, and he was shut down to the end. You know, if we didn't make the error in the last inning, he probably would have finished the 6th, and we couldn't really expect any more out of Ricky Daugherty today.
Yeah, you can say some more good things about that curveball. Carter Schemel for St. Vincent found out the hard way that it's a pretty good-looking curveball there. All around, just a really great team win for you, Coach. Zach Richardson came in relief and pitched pretty well as well. So just really, I'm sure you're very proud of the guys, their effort, and their win today.
Very, very excited how we came out today. Very happy about it. You know, I think we had a lot more laser focus when we came out of the school, and just everybody was in it today. It was fantastic.
All right, Coach, well, we'll let you take the headset off and transfer that over to Ricky Daugherty.